Morning. Today's daf in Shabbos is Ayin. We are on Samach Tes Amud Beis. We are starting at the two dots towards the bottom of the Amud, about six lines from the bottom. We started just a couple of days ago the seventh parak of the Masechta, in which we started the parak called Klal Gadol. It is dedicated to the topic of Malachos. A couple of days from now, we're going to be going through the actual Malachos inside, an Ayin Gimel. The Mishnah is going to go through all 39 Malachos. And then for a good part of the balance of the Masechta, we're going to be learning together details regarding the 39 Malachos. In the meantime, however, the first Mishnah of this Perek gave us some basic rules regarding Chilul Shabbos in terms of the number of Karban Chataces that a person would need to bring in the event that he violated Shabbos. The Mishnah introduces us to three different categories. The first category of the Mishnah is Shochech Iker Shabbos. The person has forgotten altogether about Shabbos. The concept of Shabbos has totally escaped him, which means to say that at one point in time he learned about Shabbos, but then he just simply went into the deep recesses of his mind, and he lost it. He just lost the idea of Shabbos altogether. And then in the course of his lifetime, he violated multiple Shabbosos, and within those Shabbosos, he violated multiple Malachos. The Mishnah taught us that person is only going to be chayv one carbon chatas, just one. The Mishnah's second category is that the person is aware of Iker Shabbos, he's fully aware of the concept of Shabbos, but as he goes into Shabbos, he forgot that particular day was Shabbos. And then that repeats itself the following week and repeats itself the following week. Hard to imagine that a mistake like that would repeat itself on a regular basis, but it does. And the Mishnah goes on to say that after let's say you go through 3 weeks like that, and even though despite the fact that he violated multiple malachos in the course of every one of those Shabbosos, nevertheless he would be chayav one carbon chatas per Shabbos. The third category of the Mishnah is where the person is fully aware of the fact that today is Shabbos, but he forgot about various malachos. So on that one given Shabbos, he violated a couple of malachos, let's say six malachos in total, he violated that Shabbos. So the Mishnah taught us that in that circumstance, he's got to bring six carbon chatzeses, one for each of the av malacha that he violated. And then the Mishnah introduces us to the idea of what's called an av and a tolada, the main category, the subcategory, the main category of a malacha, and its subcategories are all going to be filed under one carbon chatas, okay, which is an idea which we're going to discuss in more detail later in the Masechta. Fine, that was the idea behind the Mishnah. And now we already spent a couple of days discussing this Mishnah, and we're going to be spending a couple more days discussing this Mishnah as well. This Mishnah obviously is a cornerstone. There's some basic ideas regarding the nature of a malacha, the number of chatas that need to be brought. And so therefore the Gemara obviously is using this opportunity to discuss this in much greater detail. And we start with the Gemara. Hayidei Iker Shabbos. So here we are now in category number one of the Mishnah. The fact that we have two psukim, one says v'shem b'nei Yisrael Shabbos. You'll notice that there in that pasuk, in Parshas Kisisa. So the Torah uses Shabbos in the singular. V'ksiv, and we have another pasuk, v'shabbos osai tishmaru. The Parshas Kedoshim. The Torah says that you have to observe the Shabbos. You'll notice that there it says it in the plural. Ha-ketzad. So how exactly are we looking at the fact that in one place the Torah describes it in a singular and another in the plural? So you're observing the Shabbos, that's one Shmira for multiple Shabbosos. And the fact that it says in the plural means that there's a Shmira for every Shabbos. And basically what we see over here is that you can have multiple Shabbosos strung together to become one Shabbos. That's the singular. And you can have each and every Shabbos represented individually. And that's how you get to category one and category two. Category one, where you were Shochech Iker Shabbos, you forgot the entire institution of Shabbos, and you went through many Shabbosim and violated many Shabbosos. So you'd be Chayev one Karban Chatas. Masha Enkein, category number two, we're going to treat each Shabbos as an independent Shabbos. You remembered Iker Shabbos, you just forgot that particular day was Shabbos. So Maskal Rav Nachman Yisrael the Rabbi Chamistabra. So Rav Nachman Yisrael says just the opposite. V'shem b'nei Yisrael says Shabbos Shmir Achatz Chol Shabbos v'Shabbos. The singular is telling us that each Shabbos is an independent entity. V'et Shabbos Osai Tishmaru, and you're going to observe the Shabbosos in the plural. So Shmir Achas Shabbos Tarbe. So that tells me that there's one Shmira, there will be one Chatzos liability for multiple Shabbosos. So fine, so he likes to, he would prefer that the singular is to teach us that each Shabbos is individualized, and the plural is to tell us that sometimes multiple Shabbos can turn into a collective. And so he wants to reverse the drashas. When all said and done, we're arriving at the same place. Meaning that we have now shown that there's an idea that Shabbosos can be sometimes unified as one entity. That's our Shocheach Iker Shabbos. And sometimes the Shabbosos are going to be held accountable for each and every Shabbos. That's where you know about Iker Shabbos. You just forgot that particular day is Shabbos. Good. And it's just a question of which way to apply which drasha. But when all said and done, the conclusion is going to be the same. And that's how we see the differentiation between category number one and category number two. Just a good point of Chazara that we saw back in the Mishnah. Why, in category number two, are you going to be liable for each and every Shabbos? Meaning, why is it that the Shabbosos are going to be individualized? When you remembered Iker Shabbos, but what you forgot was that that particular day is Shabbos. So Rashi, back in the Mishnah, taught us that the reason why is because it's going to be impossible. As you have now went from one Shabbos to the next, that you did not overhear, you did not learn and discover that the previous weekend had a Shabbos in it, and you just simply missed it. It's impossible that you didn't come to this discovery. And so, therefore, you're going to end up becoming aware of each and every Shabbos that you that you missed. That was the Rashi back in the Mishnah. I remember Tosos on Samach Zayin Amud Beis, the only Tosos on the Amud, so he takes a deep issue with this Rashi, because Rashi is really providing a svara in terms of why they are differentiated. Tosos back there says it's not based on a svara, it's based on Gzeiras HaKasuv. The idea that if you remember the concept of Shabbos, and you just forgot each weekend, you forgot about Shabbos each weekend, that you woke up and you forgot that was the day of Shabbos, so that is just simply Gzeiras HaKasuv, that they are going to be differentiated. And it happens to be that we just went through the Gemara, where the Gemara learns it from Drasha. Certainly a support for Tosfos that talks about this idea being a Gzeiras HaKasuv. We are now on the top of Ayin Amud Aleph. Maishnan Reisha, Maishnan Seifa. The Gemara now wants to know what's the difference between Reisha and Seifa. What the Gemara now is asking is for the difference between category number two. Here we're calling it Reisha, it's just simply relatively speaking. And category number three. Category number two, as we just went over, is where you violate multiple Shabbosim, having remembered about the institution of Shabbos, just having forgotten that that day was Shabbos. And you're going to be chayiv one carbon chatzos per Shabbos that you violated. That was category number two. Category number three, we're calling that here the seifa, is where within one Shabbos you violated multiple malachos. You are totally aware that today is Shabbos. You just forgot about a number of the malachos. And the Mishnah says that there's liability of a carbon chatzos for every malacha that you violated. And the Gemara now wants to know, what is the reason why there is a difference between number two and number three? So Amar Rav Safra, kan miyidiyas Shabbos hu parish, kan miyidiyas malacha hu parish. So Rav Safra says, well, if you what were to happen if you were informed them? So in category number two, yidiyas Shabbos, meaning if you tapped him on the shoulder and said, hey, stop cooking, stop separating, stop doing all these malachas because today's Shabbos. So then immediately what would he do? Parish. He would separate. And Vikan, as opposed to in the case of the malachas, midias malachu parish. Meaning he's fully aware that today's Shabbos. Just forgot about various malachas. And you tapped him on the shoulder and said, hey, remember that's a malacha? He's like, oh yeah. And remember that's a malacha? And as you remind him of each of the malachas, so now he's going to separate from doing that malacha. So Amalei Reb Nachman, klum pirish meshabbos el mishum malacha. The klum pirish mamalacha el mishum Shabbos. Reb Nachman says, I don't think this is the right way to explain and analyze the Mishnah and use this as the differentiation between category number two and category number three. You really can't separate Shabbos from the malacha, and you can't separate malacha from Shabbos. Meaning, obviously, if you're reminded that today's Shabbos, what you're also reminding him is that, yeah, today's Shabbos, and you're not allowed to do malacha. And when you're reminding somebody about doing a malacha, you're basically saying to him, hey, it's a malacha, and today's Shabbos, you can't do that malacha. So Reb Nachman says, I really can't separate Shabbos and a malacha in terms of what we're reminding him of. So Elam Reb Nachman, Karpin Dechayv Rachmana, Amai Ashigagam. So the Gemara gives the explanation which it settles on, which, quite frankly, when we learned the Mishnah, this is the explanation that we gave, and that is, look, we're bringing a Karban Chatos over here. The Karban Chatos is on what? It's on the Shogeg. It's on what you forgot. So when you go through a number of weeks having forgotten that that day was Shabbos, what is the core error that you made? The omission in your memory is that that day was Shabbos. So that is what's called Shigaga Achas. That's one Shigaga, Chada Shigaga. As opposed to when you're within the Shabbos and you know full well that today's Shabbos. You just happen to have forgotten about that Malacha and that Malacha and that Malacha. So that's two Shigagas. That's many Shigagas that you forgot about. So because the Karban Chatos is really being brought on a Shgaga, on a lapsing into a state of forgetting, so we see that the difference between category number two and category number three is, what did you forget? Category number two, you forgot about Shabbos. Category number three, you forgot about the Malachos, and that makes the difference between, in category number two, one Chatos per Shabbos. Category number three, multiple Chatos based on how many Malachos you forgot about. Continuing in the Gemara, Chayva Kol Malacha Malacha, Chiluk Malachos Menalan. And now we get to the main part of today's daf, and that is the idea that on Shabbos you will be chayev a Karban Chatos for every malacha that one violates on that given Shabbos. And this is an idea which is a tenet. It is a fundamental principle as it relates to malachas of Shabbos, in that even though Shabbos as an idea, as an iser in the Torah, is one iser, but nevertheless, it breaks apart into 39 components, and each one of them is going to require its own Karban Chatos. Now, if you think about it, you really, had we not had today's daf, or we had not had this concept, you really could have argued that when it comes to Shabbos, Shabbos is one entity, it's one iser. And the malachos are just simply various manifestations of that one iser. Consider the following. Back in the Mishnah and Krisos, when we listed the 36 Isurim in the Torah that are subject to the Kari's penalty, so over there, Shabbos is listed only as one Isser. So you see clearly that Shabbos is viewed categorically as one Isser. And yet this idea that Shabbos is going to break apart and break down into 39 different malachos, and you're going to be subject to a chatos for every one of the 39 malachos, that in of itself is a chiddush atzam. That's a tremendous chiddush. And what the Gemara now is going to be doing for a good part of today's daf, the majority of today's daf, is that it's going to be discussing what is the source of this idea that each malacha in of itself is going to demand its own Karban Chatos. So this is the idea of Chiluk Malachos, and this is what we're going to be discussing for the bulk of today. And the Gemara's question is very simple. Chiluk Malachos Minalan. It's such a simple question. What is the source of Chiluk Malachos? Where do we see this in the Torah, that Shabbos subdivides into 39 different malachos, and that there's going to be liability for every malacha in of itself? Amar Shmuel Amakra, so we start off with the Shita of Shmuel. I'll note now, and we'll see it later in the course of our discussion, Shmuel obviously is an Amora. And what's going to be interesting is that he's going to posit, he's going to give his own explanation, and it is going to be contrasted against Tanaim. Meaning, and the rest of today, we're going to see the Shitas of Tanaim. And Tosfos already raises a question later on the Amud Beis. How can Shmuel take a position that goes against the Tanaim? How is it that he has the Masara that we don't see expressed amongst the Tanaim? Okay. But anyway, Amar Shmuel, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Mechala Amos Yumas. The Pasuk says, once again, Parshas Kisisa, that if you violate Shabbos, Mos Yumas. So you're going to be put to death. The Torah gives multiple misos for one chilo. So the Gemara says, wait one second. How can that be the source to teach me that there will be independent liability for each one of the malachos, a chatos for each malacha, when clearly the pasuk is not talking about shogeg, the pasuk is talking about mezid. Hai b'mezid ksiv. The pasuk is clearly talking about mezid. Now the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because as far as Mezid is concerned, we have other psukim in the Torah that teach us what happens when a person willfully violates Shabbos. The Pasuk says, Kolosa Malacha Yumas, that somebody who violates Shabbos is put to death. So we already have it established. So what are we going to do with the Pasuk in Parshas Kisisa? Mechala Mos Yumas, Taneu Inyan L'Shogeg. So we're just going to simply shift it over to Shogeg. Oma Yumas, Now, how are we understanding that the pasuk over here is in relation to a shogeg? You must be mamun. It means that you're put to death in money, right? Like you and I speak. In other words, if you see a huge bill, so the language that we use is you're killing me. So the Torah is using such a colloquial where the Torah says most you must, right? Right. I'm gonna get killed. Meaning I just violated malacha b'shogeg. I violated multiple malachas b'shogeg. I'm gonna get killed. It means I'm gonna get financially killed. Rashi says it lafushe karbanos. Because now you're going to have to bring a carbon for every malacha that you violated. And now the bill's going to ring up in terms of what you're going to be responsible for. But anyway, what you see here in the psukim is mechalah mosumas. The double language of mosumas means that there are going to be multiple payments that one is going to have to pay because one is going to be subject to a chatas for every malacha that he violated. So fine, so now we just learned together the drasha of Shmuel. How do I know that there's such an idea of chiluk malachos? Answer is from the pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, mechalam osimas. The Gemara wants to know that Shmuel had options of where to get this halacha from, and he didn't have to go off the board and choose his own drasha. There are other drashas that he could have went with, and the Gemara wants to know how come he didn't go with other drashas. For example, Mehecha de Nafkele the Rabbi Nassan de Tanya. Gemara quotes the following brisa: Rabbi Nassan Amar Lo Sivar Yesh Bechomosh Lo Sechem B'Yam HaShabbos. Torah says not to light a fire in all of your settlements on Shabbos. And this is one of the only malachos in the Torah that is actually articulated. Meaning of the 39 malachos in the Torah, the vast majority of them are not mentioned in the Torah. We only know because of Torah Sheva'al Peh. We know it because of Masechta Shabbos, Daf Ayin Gimel, which we're going to get to in a short number of days. But there is, however, a select few of malachos that are mentioned in the Torah itself. And here, Lo Sivaru Eish B'chol Moshe Vosech Miyom HaShabbos being one of them. Matam Alam Lefi Shenemar. Now we have another pasuk that says, Vayakal Moshe Vosech Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael Eile HaDevarim. So the pasuk says that Moshe gathered all the Jewish people, Eile HaDivarim, Sheshi Yamim Ta'aseh Malacha. And now what the Gemara is going to do is it's going to darshan. Divarim, so that now is a reference to two. HaDivarim, the extra hay, that's an additional one. So what are we up to right now? Three. Eile. What is the gematria of the word Eile? 36. HaDivarim, Eile HaDivarim, Eilu Shlosha Metisha Malacha Shanem Lamosha B'Sinai. So encoded in the pasuk is the idea that there are 39 malachos. Now, it happens to be that if you remember, just a number of weeks ago, we did on Daf Mem Tes, the source of this idea that there are, in fact, 39 malachos. Or where do the 39 malachos come from? So that takes us all the way back to Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, the source of the 39 malachos. Now, it happens to be that we didn't quote this as one of the sources. So we can just simply add it, meaning take the Gemara that we're learning right now, go back to Daf Mem Tes, and we can now have a collection of different sources in the Torah that we know about 39 malachos. But let's now focus on our Gemara, Yachol Asan Kulam Be'alam Echad Einu Chayv Ala Achas. Now, if I do all 39 malachos, one might have thought that one would be subject to one Chiv Chatos because it all really is one Isser of Shabbos. Tamalomar Becharish Bekasir Tishbos. So the Torah there says that what you are supposed to do on Shabbos is stop plowing, stop harvesting. Right now, we think that this pasuk is in reference to Hilchos Shabbos, Malachos of Shabbos. And this is now two of the other Malachos of Shabbos. One is not allowed to plow, one is not allowed to harvest. And the Torah says that you're not allowed to plow, not allowed to harvest on Shabbos. And so what the Torah now is teaching me is that each one of the malachos are going to be differentiated. Each malacha is going to require its own karmen chatas. And the Gemara says, I'm still not convinced. Al charisha, the al hakitzira chayiv shtayim. Here's what I could argue. I can argue that for plowing and for harvesting, one would be subject to two karmen chatas since they were specified in the Torah. The al kulan, enu chayiv el achas. But for the rest of the malachos, for the balanced 37 malachos, one would only be chayiv one. Now this is, admittedly, an unusual havamin of the Gemara. Just because the Torah outlined two of the 39, The Gemara now is thinking that for the two that are highlighted, a malacha for each. For the other 37, only one chiv chatas for the other 37 malachas. It is a strange havamin of the Gemara right now is entertaining. You could see Rashi here, where Rashi goes through the details in terms of why the Gemara is maintaining such a havamina. Meaning before this point of the Gemara thought, look, they're all the same playing field. And it's based on the principle, of Davash Ayabaklal, the Yatsamina Klal Amela Melasma Yatsa. One of the Yugim Amida Shatar Nidreshas Bahem is that if the Torah has a generality and then gives us specifics about certain details within the generality, so then we can assume and apply that the specifics apply to everything within the generality. And what the Gemara thought originally was, look, if Charish and Katsir, if plowing and harvesting are going to each demand its own Karban Chatas, so that should be true for the balance of the Malachas as well. Now what the Gemara is saying is, no, let's not say that. But rather, let's say that only Charish and Katsir are going to each demand its own Chiyuv Chatas, and the other 37 do not. Why did the Gemara do an about-face on this point? So Rashi over here says, I'll say the Rashi outside. Rashi is right alongside where we are in the Gemara. Rashi Divra Maskal, Vakulan Achas. So Rashi first suggests that maybe it's because the Malachos themselves are stated in the Losa say. The Torah says not to do Malachos. And when it comes to Charish and Katsir, even though they are Malachos, but the Torah phrases it in the positive sense. Right? The Torah says, Becharisha Bekatsir Tishbos. Now, obviously, cessation means that you're not allowed to do those malachas, but the Torah gives it to us in the positive sense. That's one possibility. Rashi also gives another possibility that Charish and Katsir are Shnei Ksuvim Habayim Ke'echad. And we have the principle of Shnei Ksuvim Habayim Ke'echad in Malamdim, that when the Torah gives two examples, it no longer can serve as a precedent. Okay. So anyway, those are technical details, obviously important technical details, but that explains why the Gemara now is of the position you cannot learn that from Charish and Katsir. So Tamar Lamar, Lo Sivar Eish, Lo Sivar Eish. So the Gemara says, fine. So you know what? Let's not go to Katsira. Let's go back to Havaras Eish, to the burning of the fire, where that's another malacha that the Torah singles out. And Havar Bechlal Haisa. Now, obviously, lighting a fire is one of the malachas of Shabbos. V'lama yatsas. And why was it taken out? Lahaki she'lev v'lam malacha. Mahavar shehi av malacha. V'chayav nala b'fnei atzma. Av kol shehu av malacha. Chayav nala b'fnei atzma. And here we are. It is exactly for this reason. Because lighting a fire is a malacha on Shabbos. And one would be liable for bringing a karban chatas, for doing one malacha of havara. Similarly, when one does any of the other malachas on Shabbos, b'shogeg, one would be chayav karban chatas for each malacha that one violated. And here, as we go back to that Rashi, you don't have the problems that we had before. Over here, how does the Torah express eish? Through a lav. The Torah says, not to light a fire. Lo sivar eish b'chol moshe l'seichem. And also the other point that Rashi brought out, shnei ksuvim b'mayim ke'echad, here you don't have that problem because eish exists only in of itself. And now, we finish the Braisa, and now let's reset the Gemara's question. This is all the drasha that was given to us by Rabbi Nassan. And the Gemara now wonders, why doesn't Shmuel subscribe to this drasha Rabbi Nassan? Because this is exactly the point that Shmuel wanted to make, that one would be subject to a chiyuv chatas for every malacha that he violated. So here we have it, a Braisa, a drasha of Rabbi Nassan. What did Shmuel feel was so wrong with this drasha? Shmuel sever like a Reb Yossi, damar havar lalav yatsas. So the Gemara says, because as far as the pasuk of lo sevar eish b'chol moshe l'seichem, Shmuel subscribes to a different Tana, notably Reb Yossi, who fundamentally disagrees what to do with the pasuk of lo sevar eish. The Tanya, the Gemara quotes the Braisa, havara lalav yatsas div Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi has a really interesting shita, and that is, according to Reb Yossi, the malacha of lighting a fire on Shabbos, despite the fact that it is one of the 39 malachos, it is, however, qualitatively a different malacha than the other 38. For the other 38 malachos, it would be Chilul Shabbos, which would come with a kares and a skila, if there are witnesses. However, when it comes to the malacha of Shabbos, the malacha of Eish, of lighting a fire, according to Rav Yossi, It is downgraded to a lav. It is a negative prohibition. If one were to light a fire on Shabbos, so one would only be subject to Malkus. It is only a lav. It is not. It does not carry with it the kares and chatas and skila punishments that normally are associated with the other malachos of Shabbos. Rabbi Nassan, Omer l'chalak yatzas, and Rabbi Nassan says no. The reason why is that it is to divide the malachos. Now it happens to be that we just went through the brice of Rabbi Nassan, where Rabbi Nassan discussed it in greater detail. Here in this brice, Rabbi Nassan gives it to us in shorthand. Anyway, but the Gemara now points out that Shmuel himself subscribes to the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. Shmuel holds that lighting a fire in Shabbos is a lav, not a chiyuv kares, not a chiyuv skila. And since he subscribes to Rabbi Yossi, obviously that no longer affords him the opportunity to use the pasuk of Lo Sevar Ish to teach us the point of Rabbi Nassan, that it's there lechalik, it's there to divide. And so therefore, Shmuel can't go with Rabbi Nassan because by default, he subscribes to the position of Rabbi Yossi. Continues the Gemara, typically lechalik chilik malachos, me'echa denafka le Rabbi Yossi detanya. So the Gemara says, now it happens to be that Rabbi Yossi subscribes to the idea of chilik malachos. It's just that he gets it from a different pasuk. And now the Gemara is going to go through what exactly is the drasha of Rabbi Yossi to teach us that there's such a concept of chiluk malachos. And then obviously the question is going to be, well, why didn't Shmuel subscribe to this viewpoint of Rabbi Yossi? And again, I'll reiterate, Rabbi Yossi is a Tana. So we would be more inclined to think that Shmuel would follow the viewpoint of a Tana rather than offer his own drasha. What is the drasha of Rabbi Yossi? The Tanya, the Gemara here, introduces us to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, Omer va'ase me'achas me'hena. Now the pasuk over here being cited is from, it's not specific to Shabbos, it's specific to a karban chatas. In Parshas Vayikra and Perek Dalet, the Torah introduces us to the halachas regarding a karban chatas, and the Torah says, if one were to violate any one of these, and the Torah adds a couple of letters, the Torah, instead of saying achas hena, it said, the Torah says me'achas me'hena. The prefix mem is going to be used here as a drasha two times over. One, because it was inserted in front of the word achas, me'achas from one, and me'hena from these. And so we are now going to be darshaning the word achas, the word hena, the mem before achas, the mem before hena, and we're going to arrive at four drashas. One of the four drashas is there to teach us about chiluk malachas. That's the point of the Gemara in short order, and now let's go in some more detail. Pamim shechayiv ma'achas akulam. Sometimes you're going to be chayiv one for many. Pamim shechayiv akul echas va'achas. Sometimes you're going to be chayiv for each one individually. And now the Gemara is going to explain this in more detail. Am Rav Yossi bar Chanina, my time is the Rav Yossi. What is the basis for Rav Yossi? How do these drushas actually work? Achas me'achas. Hena me'hena. So, like I already articulated, but here the Gemara spells it out. It is that the Torah could have written the word achas, it adds the prefix mem. The Torah could have said the word hena, the Torah adds the prefix mem. Achashi hena, one which is many. Hena shi achas, many which is one. And so basically we have four points that we're going to make over here. The two prefixes and the idea that achas and hena are going to basically work on each other, modify each other. We'll go through each point individually. Achas. One malacha of Shabbos, one chilul Shabbos would be Shimon. Let's say the person is going to sit down and write the name Shimon. In his head, he says, I'm writing the word Shimon. On Shabbos, writing is one of the 39 malachos. And in order to be liable to the writing on Shabbos, you have to write a word, at least two letters long. And so you sit down and you write the word Shimon. So that's one malacha. Now what do we do with the prefix? Mem, me, achas. As we now turn to the Amud Beis, Shem, Mi Shimon. That tells me that, let's say, after the first two letters, I decide, you know what, I'm good. Right? I know I was planning on writing the word Shimon, but you know what, I have the word Shem over here, and that will be fine, and that's all I need to write. So that is Me Achas, even though it is only a portion of what you intended to do, but because that which you did now has halachic significance, because you did write two letters, and it does make up a word, so under those circumstances, one would be liable for Chilul Shabbos, even though it's me'achas. It's only a fraction of what you wanted to do. I know we're all thinking right now that the mem at the end of the name Shem is a mem sofis. The mem of the Shimon is not a mem sofis. How exactly does that work? It's a wonderful question. I don't have a prepared answer. Anyway, but that's the Me'achas. Number two, Heina Avos, Mehena Talados. Now the Torah says these, so the word these are a reference to the Avos. The idea that we have a construct, a system of Avos. And then Mehena Talados. And then what does that mean? That within the Avos you have something, so that we know. Meaning that's the Talados, the subdivisions, the sub-Malachos that exist within every Malacha. The concept of Talados. So far that's Drushas 1 and 2. Now we get to Drushas 3 and 4, and as we'll see, one of them are going to be relevant to our discussion. Achashihi Eina. Now we're going to take the two words and we're going to string them together. We're making a drasha based on the sequence of the words achas and heina. Achas sheheina zad neshabas b'shigras malachos. So the idea that one which is many, so that means to say that you knew today was Shabbos, you just forgot about a number of malachos. Under those circumstances, even though it's one Shabbos that you violated, but you're going to be chayav for every malacha that you violated because the malachos were done b'shogeg. That's it. Meaning, that is the point that we wanted to glean from this entire discussion. That's Chiluk Malachos. But let's just finish the points of the Gemara. Heina Shiacha, Shiga Shabbos, Vizada Malachos. So, and as far as multitudes which are one, that Shiga Shabbos, that means that you forgot that today was Shabbos. You did many Malachos, but like we already explained earlier this morning. But that the core of your mistake is the fact that you were a Shogeg on Shabbos. Since you were a Shogeg on Shabbos, meaning that you forgot that today was Shabbos. So the core of your mistake is forgetting that today was Shabbos. So despite the fact that you violated many malachos, you're only going to be chayav one carbon chatos for that Shabbos. And so now let's reset. Why doesn't Shmuel accept the drasha of Rabbi Yossi? So the Gemara says, Shmuel, achas heina v'heina sheachas l'mashmalei. So he says it just doesn't speak to him. He doesn't feel that just because the Torah strings those two words together are cause for an entire drasha. So when all said and done, we finish our first sugya of today. Big sugya of today, and that's the idea of Chiluk Malachos. And just as a quick recap, we now seen that there are three possible sources in the Torah that speak to this idea, that there is Chiluk Malachos, that there is a differentiation of Malachos. That when a person violates multiple Malachos on one given Shabbos, one is going to be subject to Karban Chatas for every one of the Malachos that he violated. Each Malacha, vis-a-vis a Karban Chatas, is independent of the other. Each one requiring its own Karban Chatas. The three drushas are Shmuel's drusha of Mechala Mos Yumas, the idea that you have multiple deaths, the Mos Yumas, you're killing me, right, with all the Karban Chatas that I need to bring. We have Rabbi Nassan, who learns it from the Pesukim of Lo Sevaru Ish B'chol Moshvasechem, B'yam HaShabbos. The Torah singles out lighting a fire, and according to Rabbi Nassan, the Torah singles it out to teach me that just like you're chayav for lighting a fire, you'll be chayav Karban Chatas for doing any of the other malachos. Each malacha is going to demand, require its own karban chatas. And finally, the drasha of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi learns it from the parsha in the Torah dealing with the karban chatas. The Torah says me'achas mehena, and of the many drushas that we get from those two words, one of the drushas is that one is going to be subject to a chiyav chatas for each of the malachas. Achas shehi hena. It is one Shabbos, but one could be violating and be subject to bringing multiple chatos. We are in Ayin Amud Beis. We're at the two dots towards the top of the Amud. Barmine Rava Mirav Nachman Helam Zev Zev Yado Mahu. Let's say you have the following circumstance: a person goes into a Shabbos and he forgot about Shabbos and he forgot about the malachos. Meaning, up until now, we've had a very selective discussion regarding the person was either a shogeg b'Shabbos or he was a shogeg in the malachos. But let's say, a simple question, let's say he's a shogeg in both. Now, it is a simple question, however, let's highlight the following. Going back to our Mishnah, remember we had category number one? Category number one was the person who was shocheach ikar Shabbos. He forgot about the essence of Shabbos. And we said that he can go through many Shabbosos and violate many malachos. And when all said and done, he's only going to be chayav one carbon chatas. One. Just one. And so over here, isn't our discussion basically the same? Meaning the person who forgot about Shabbos and forgot about the malachas, isn't that the category number one of our Mishnah of Hoshechech Iker Shabbos? So Tosos right here on our Amud says no, it's not the same. Shochech Iker Shabbos is speaking to the person who really is totally, his His mind, his memory is fully clear of Shabbos. Meaning he learned about Shabbos years ago. But now it is such a distant memory that it's not even there. Meaning it's totally the institution of Shabbos has totally escaped him. Here we're talking about somebody who is familiar with Shabbos, practices Shabbos, and whatever, had a human moment and had momentary error. But Tosfos describes over here that if you say to him, "Hey, remember today's Shabbos," immediately his response would be, "Oh, right, Shabbos." And if you said, "Oh, and about Malachas," he's like, "That's right, Malachas as well." So the difference between our discussion right now versus category number one of our Mishnah is that really over here we're dealing with somebody who is, for the most part, familiar with Shabbos, just went through a momentary lapse. As opposed to the Mishnah, Shocheach, Iker Shabbos, is talking about somebody who's so far removed from any consideration of Shabbos. Anyway, by Midei Rav Amir Rav Nachman, Helam Zev Zev Yado Mahu, so Amrle, so the response is, Hare Helam Shabbos Biyado, but I'm sorry, before I get to the answer, just to articulate and give better definition to the question, what really is at the core of the Gemara's discussion over here is as follows. Look, we just learned together that we have category number two and category number three. Category number two is that you know about Iker Shabbos, but you forgot that this day was Shabbos. So then what's your liability? One chatas per Shabbos. Category number three is that you knew about Shabbos, you forgot about the malachos. And so there your liability is going to be one carbon chatas for every malacha. Here we're talking about a person who goes into a Shabbos having forgotten both, that today's Shabbos and he forgot about malachos. So which one are we focusing on? And the nafkamina, the practical difference would be, how many carbon chatoses does he need to bring when reminded? So, Amarle, now let's go to the Gemara's answer. Hare helam Shabbos biyado. Ve'enu chayv alachas. So he says, well, he did forget about Shabbos, so therefore he's only going to be chayv one carbon chatos. Adarabah hare helam alacha biyado v'chayv akol achas v'achas. So he says, okay, but he also forgot about the malachas as well. So that should require a chatos for every malacha. Elam Ravashi Chazina, and so Ravashi says, well, let's see. Imishim Shabbos Kaparish, Hare Helam Shabbos Biyado. If you said to him, hey, today's Shabbos, so then immediately he will snap to and say, oh, right, Shabbos. Today's Shabbos. So then he's only Chayv 1. Ve'enu Chayv Elachas, Ve'imishim Malacha Kaparish. But if instead you remind him and you say to him, hey, that's a Malacha, so Hare Helam Malachas Biyado, Ve'chayv Akol Achas Va'achas. And so therefore he should be Chayv for every Malacha that he violated. Amalei Ravina leRavashi. So Ravina says to Ravashi, Klum Pirish Meshabbos Elam Mishum Malachos, Klum Pirish Meshabbos Elam Mishum Shabbos. Well, you really can't segregate the two in this scenario, because when you're reminding him that it's Shabbos, you're really doing two things. You're reminding him that it's Shabbos, and the malacha that he's doing is a malacha. And when you remind him that's a malacha, you're also basically reminding him that today's Shabbos. So here, you can't really say that, well, I remind him about Shabbos and he stopped. Okay, but incorporated in that reminder is malachos. And the opposite is true as well. So the Gemara says, Ela hashna, Ela loshna. So the Gemara gives a very short, cryptic conclusion to the Gemara's discussion, and that the Gemara says it really is not going to make a difference. And therefore what? So Rashi over here writes, and therefore he's only going to be chayv one carbon chatos. Meaning what the Gemara is concluding is that under this circumstance where the Shigaga is going both on Shabbos and on the Malachos, so we're really going to focus on the fact that he forgot that today was Shabbos, and that only is going to require him to bring one carbon chatas, even though he also forgot about the Malachos as well. Tanan, let's turn to a Mishnah. We did this in yesterday's daf. We're going to do the same discussion again today, but yesterday we were doing it in the context of yesterday's discussion, and here we're doing it in the context of today's discussion. Avos Malachos Arbim Chasar Achas, the Mishnah Daf Ein Gimel. That introduces us to the 39 Malachos. And then the Mishnah says, oh, by the way, there are 39 Malachos. Vavinam Bavim, we ask the question. Minyan Alamali. Why does the Mishnah say it need to tell us the number 39? Meaning we'll just simply count up the Malachos and we'll get to 39. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shem Asim Kulam Elam Echad Chayav Kol Achas V'Achas. So the answer of Rabbi Yochanan that we already went through and we get to go through again. And that is the idea that if a person on Shabbos were to violate all 39 malachos, he would be chayv a carbon chatos for each and every one. Now, Iyamar b'shlama helam zev zev yado, chayv a kol achas v'achas, shapir. Now, if we were to propose that you had a halama, you became unaware both of Shabbos and a malachos, And the idea that you'll be chayav on each and every one of them, so then fine, I understand. Ela iamar helam Shabbos biyado, einu chayav ela achas. So the Gemara says, but let's go with our conclusion. Meaning, what was the Gemara's conclusion? That you were helam zeh uvezeh. That you forgot about Shabbos and you forgot about the malachos. And the Gemara's conclusion was you're only going to be chayav one carbon chatas. Heichi mashkacha la bezadon Shabbos v'shigagas malachos. So let me ask you a question. How could it possibly be that you are aware of Shabbos, meaning that you know it's Shabbos, but at the same time, however, you're going to be shogeg in every one of the malachos? Let me restate the Gemara's question. How could it possibly be that you don't know about a single malacha, and I say don't know, I mean forgot. How you forgot about every one of the malachos, and some here, and somehow you're aware of that today, the entity of the day is Shabbos. How could that be? And again, like I said already yesterday, but I'll repeat. The idea that, well, we're going to sit down together, we're going to have a nice meal together. So that's nice, but in terms of the definition of Shabbos, Shabbos was really defined by the malachos. The malachos give definition to Shabbos. So if you remember that you're not allowed to do the malachos on this day of Shabbos, that is an awareness of Shabbos. But if I don't know, if I've forgotten about all the malachos, In what way do I know that today is Shabbos? Hanichi sabalak Reb Yochanan da'amar kevin sheshagag b'karis afa pishehizid b'lav mishkachalad yadalei Shabbos b'lav. So the Gemara says, now we get to review what we did a couple of days ago in the daf. And that is the idea of Reb Yochanan. Reb Yochanan says, what is the definition of shogeg? Remember, this was a machlokus between Tanayim, between the shitas of Rabbi Akiva and Munbaz. And Rabbi Akiva will call the Chachamim. And then within the sheet of the Chachamim, we had a sub-machlokus of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. According to the Chachamim, in order for it to be considered a shogeg, you have to have forgotten an aspect of the Isser. What aspect of the Isser have you forgotten? So this was a machlokus between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says that you have to have forgotten that violating Shabbos, this particular malacha, comes with it the penalty of kares. You remember that it was a lav, but you forgot that it was kares. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that qualifies a shogeg. Reish Lakish, on the other hand, says no. That in order for it to be considered a shogeg, you have to forgotten both the kares aspect of the malacha and the lav aspect of the malacha. So now the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, all this works out just fine. Because how could it be that you forgot that you were shogeg on all 39 malachas and meanwhile you recognize that today is Shabbos? So the Gemara says it's very easy according to Rabbi Yochanan. Because what you forgot was the kares aspect of every one of the malachas. But you remember that each one of the malachas is still prohibited. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that still qualifies as a lav. That still qualifies as a shogeg. And therefore, you are shogeg in the malachas and meanwhile fully cognizant, fully aware of the fact that today is Shabbos. But Esav Allah, continuing now in the Gemara. Esav Allah, Rav Shimon Malakish, but if we subscribe to the sheet of Rav Shimon Malakish, Damar Achi Yishkog Belav U Kares, that in order for a shogeg to qualify as a shogeg, you have to have forgotten both about the lav and about the kares, the Adlai Shabbos B'mai. So how can it be that this person now has forgotten about all 39 malachos? And shogeg, according to Reish Lakish, means that you forgot that it's kares, you forgot that it's a lav, and so right now, you have lapsed into unawareness of all 39 malachos, not recognizing them, not as kares, not as a lav. How then are you understanding that today is Shabbos? What prohibition is it right now that leads you to the conclusion that today is Shabbos? So the Gemara gives the answer that we already gave in yesterday's daf, but we get to reiterate, and that is, Diadalei B'tchum V'aliba de Rabbi Akiva. What you remembered is the Isser Tchum according to Rabbi Akiva. As we already explained yesterday, but we get to review. The Tchum is the perimeter that a person has to maintain within on Shabbos. A person cannot walk outside of Tchum. Tchum is 2,000 amas. If he's not within a city, 2,000 amas of where he's currently situated. If he is within a city, 2,000 amas outside of the limits of the city. After that, a person can no longer walk. We're not talking about carrying, we're just talking about walking. A person can no longer walk outside of that perimeter. Most of the Tanaim are of the opinion that Tchum is a din de Rabbana, not a din de Araisa. Rabbi Kiva, on the other hand, says that Tchum is a din de Araisa. So that means to say that according to Rabbi Kiva, assuming that we subscribe to Shitas Rabbi Akiva. So as long as you're aware of Tchum Shabbos, now Tchum Shabbos, even according to Rabbi Akiva, is not a malacha. One is not subject to the Kari's penalty, nor a skila execution if one were to violate Tchum Bikavana. There is certainly then, therefore, not going to be a Karban Chatos for a violation of the Yisra of Tchum. But at least on a Torah level, the Torah introduces us to Tchum Eman Shabbos, according to Rabbi Akiva. Therefore, it's possible, it's at least feasible, that you're going to be remembering you will have forgotten about all 39 Malachos and still be Zadon Shabbos. How could you be a Zadon Shabbos? By having remembered Tchum, according to Rabbi Akiva. Obviously, this answer only works if you subscribe to the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, but the Gemara is just simply giving now a defense of Reish Lakish, and so for that, we'll subscribe to the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Stop here at this point. The next part of the Gemara starts a new topic. Let's quickly recap and review. The first thing that we did this morning is that we went through the three categories of the Mishnah. Category number one chatas total for multiple Shabbos and multiple Malachos, just one carbon chatas. Category number two, a chatas for every Shabbos. Category number three, a chatas for each malacha, even within one given Shabbos. Now, the Gemara wants to know, what's the difference? Why for one is it one chatas? Why for two is it a chatas per Shabbos? Why for three, a chatas for every malacha? And so what we did first is that we gave a drasha to give us differentiation between category number one and category number two. And we gave a svara to explain the difference between category number two and category number three. The svara of the Gemara is that if your shogeg, if the core of your mistake is that you forgot today was Shabbos, that's one mistake. Therefore, one chatas per Shabbos. If the core of the mistake is that you forgot about the malachos, that is, the mistake is going on each malacha that one violated. The Gemara then went into the main part of today's daf, which is the discussion of chiluk malachos. This idea that each malacha of Shabbos in of itself is going to demand and require its own carbon chatas. So where do we know this from? How do we know this from? So we have three drushas. One given by Shmuel, Mechala Mos Yumas. A second given by Rabbi Nassan, Lo Sevar Esh B'chol Mosh Rosechem Yom HaShabbos. The Torah singles out fire and to teach us that one would be liable for each and every malacha. And the drusha of Rabbi Yossi, Me'achas Me'hena, from the Parsha in Karban Chatas. The Gemara's discussion on the Amud Beis, what would be the case if a person was shogeg both in Shabbos and in the Malachos? And the answer is that even though he's working with two core errors, nevertheless, he's only going to be chayv one chatas per Shabbos. We're going to focus on the Shigigah Shabbos, not on the Shigigah Malachos. The Gemara quoted the Mishnah. That comes up on Ayin Gimel, 39 Malachos. Why? Rav Yochanan says it's because if a person violated all 39 on one given Shabbos, so Bishogeg, he's going to be Chayv Karban on each one. And the Gemara just reviews the question, how do we have a scenario in which the person is a Shogeg in all 39 Malachos, but being a Zadon in Shabbos? According to Rav Yochanan, the answer is actually very simple, because of what his definition of Shogeg is. According to Reish Lakish, the answer is a little bit more complicated, because his definition of shogeg is that you forgot altogether about the malachos. So then in what way do you remember Shabbos? The Gemara's answer is, you did remember the tchum according to Rabbi Akiva.